Okay, Simon Reish Pei Beis Kriyas Torah Vamafter V'Shavis. So the Gemara tells us that there's a takana, takanas Moshe, of reading the Torah on Shavis. We know from the Gemara Bava Kama there's also a takanas Ezra of Sheni V'Chamishi and Shavis Mincha. So we have this din of Kriyas Torah, and the Mechaber tells us that Mutzin Sefer Torah v'Korim Shiva, so there's an idea of having seven aliyahs. V'imretzel hosif hosif, you can have osafos. Who adin v'yomtov mutol hosif al minya kruim, the Rama brings an opinion that you can do osafos and yomtov too, but then he says v'yish omrim v'yomtov ein l'hosif, some say you shouldn't have mosif and yomtov, v'chenu hago v'midinos elu, v'ilvad simchas Torah sh'mosif in harbe. Simchas Torah we do osafos, in fact simchas Torah we read the same thing again and again, But on regular Yom Tov, you only have five aliyos, and on Yom Kippur, there are six, and we don't do asafos. And on Shabbos, there are seven, but you do asafos. Often, you know, simchas, you want to give yard sites, whatever people need.
Isn't that frowned upon?
So there are different approaches about asafos. We'll get to that in a minute. Oh. But we do asafos. We pass in our last two asafos on Shabbos. When we say there's no asafas Yom Tov, that just means we do five and then we do another one for the Maftir. Even though technically the Maftir could count as one of the five, but we do five full aliyahs from the Kriya and then we take another Sefer Torah, we do the Maftir for the Korban HaSayom on Yom Tov. So we really do six aliyahs on Yom Tov. That's not called asaf. On a fast day, we don't do any asafas. Meaning on weekdays you can't do asafas at all. So on a fast day, the shlishi is the maftir.
Right.
But on Yom Tov, we don't do that. On Yom Tov, we do five aliyahs, and then we do a sixth for the maftir.
Right.
Okay. So the Gemara says explicitly that you can't do asafas in the weekdays. So that's three or four. Chodesh Chol Moed is four. There is a opinion that you mentioned, the Magen Avraham brings, that since everybody is saying their own bracha, it's supposed to, once upon a time, when the first Ola got made the first bracha, and the last Ola made the last bracha, so maybe everybody's going to make their own bracha. So maybe it's inappropriate to do osafos, because it's like a bracha she'ina tzricha. But l'maisa, the Mishavura Paskin, the Makom Atzarech, either simchas, or yartzeis, etc., so you're allowed to do osafos. It's not considered bracha she'ina tzricha, because it's a kavod Torah. It's a kavod Torah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskins that it's better not to Yosef, and that's the minhag in Chabad, Tzirchat Tzibura. We try to limit it, but sometimes you don't have a choice. You know, again, it depends how many you can do. Three or something, four. You know, two. Achron, some places they just do Achron. They don't do like more than Achron. Some places they do two, three, four. Somebody told me he was at a Sephardi shul, they had 20 osafos because people, everybody makes a mishaberech, gives the money to the shul, so everybody gets another aliyah. I don't think it's appropriate to repeat psukim. Again, we do that in Simchas Torah, that's unique. But if you just split it up, three psukim, you only need three psukim for aliyah. So you could theoretically do more osafos. But again, you have to gauge the various issues, the Tichat Tzibura and the need for the yard sites and the simchas, and the making, you know, the shul needs to also support itself, so sometimes it's a special Shabbos, a lot of people want to give money, they want aliyahs. Okay.
I went to New Square when I was younger for Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
Down in the main square-based measures there. Again, it was from many years ago, but what I remember was that it was literally
every three sukkim. Right.
They had so many people down there. Right. The yard site permits or something. Apparently, that was
okay.
The thing there. I just remember it taking forever.
So, right. So there's a tirchus for it. But some people, they know when they get into it. So they everyone wants to be with the Rebbe. So they're going to do lots of something. Okay. So the idea of not being mosif and yontif is somehow to like, we want to show Shabbos is seven. We don't want to make yontif into Shabbos. So we want Shabbos to be less than Shabbos. So that's why we try not to make ourselves on yontif. When yontif falls out on Shabbos, so then we do make ourselves. But when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, there seems to be like an inyan not to do ourselves on Yom Kippur, because there's some type of connection between the various endings of the Kriya, of the Aliyahs, to the Kapara. So we try not to do asafas on Yom Kippur. Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yom Tov, we do asafas. Okay. Of course, when you do a stuff, there's certain halachas of had it in terms of the end of the, you know, three psukim to the end. There's various halachas of chilchus kriyas tara has to be followed, but it's not so complicated. There is another discussion about, you know, breaking up parshios. Is there, forget about the ending, the beginning of the parsha, but just, do we say kol parsha lopaske moshe anu lopaskina? Like, do you have to read whole parshios? We're familiar with the concept called pasuk lopaske moshe, not to split a pasuk in half. What about a parsha? So it's mentioned also in the Gemara. In some Batei Medrash, like in YU, they're makvid on parshas hazinu, not just read three psukim by Sheni Chamishi, but they do haziv lach. They read the actual breakdown of the parshios. That's not the minhag olam. The minhag olam is not to be concerned about kol parsha lopaske moshe anu paskinan. And they'll make kosafos even if they're just three random psukim in the middle of a parsha. Okay. When you take it to Sefer Torah, so of course we're familiar with the Brich Shmei, it's a paragraph from the Zohar. That's the minhag of most of Kam Yisrael to say that. They were some who were against it. Sefer Yaakov Anden was against it. Sefer Chai didn't say it. Different issues that, you know, you say, Bar Elohim. Him samchit, right? You don't rely on the child of God. It's referring to angels. That's based on the pasuk in Daniel. But some say, "Oh, that sounds like Christians, the child of God." Well, you know, so they people got nervous. They're different people. I mean, they say Reb Chaim didn't like it because you say "Ana avdu dekutshrichu," which is, you know, beautiful. We sing it; it's a beautiful thing. But like Hechatesi, you can really say it by yourself, and maybe it's like, you know, you were a. It's like, okay, they're different. They're different. Issues with saying it. The minhag is also to say it, of course, and you take out the minhag is to have somebody else take out the sefer to show chashivus and hold the sefer of the yamin on your right side. Again, a question of chashivus. Fine. So that's the pretty much the issue of the hotzah. In terms of the seder kriya. So if you have a double parsha, we had this past week, you know, a double parsha, Yaakov Kudei. So the minhag is, so you should not break up the aliyah between the parshas. You should have, you know, the Ravi was going to be a little bit of the Yaakov, a little bit of Kudei. There's no problem if you do more asafas later in Kudei, but just to have the breakdown, that's the minhag. Fine.
Right. You also can't stop within three psukim, right?
Right. That's another halacha. Right. Beis. Mutar likros olim arbe af al pi shakara mashakara ze v'chazav varach ein v'kachlum. So the chaver says you can repeat the psukim again and again. We do this in Sukkos Torah. But the Ramah says v'yesh osrim. V'chein nohago v'dinos elu chuz v'sukkos Torah sh'nago harbe s'krim v'nago k'svar yishona. So we try not to repeat the sometimes you have to, like on Rosh Chodesh, you repeat a little bit, but like on Sukkos, you have to repeat the Kriya Lagamri, right? The Hirnei Tzol, read the same thing again and again. But if you have to, you have to, but if you don't, we prefer not to do that. Okay. Gimel. I call Olim Laminian Shiva Afil Isha Vakatan, Shiatel Mivarch. So, who can get aliyah? Even a woman, even a katan, if you understand. So the Chazal said that a woman shouldn't get an aliyah, shouldn't read because of kavod tzibur. They can mitzarif. You have to have a minion, though, of men. Likewise, meaning they can get aliyah amongst other men. You need a minion of men for Davar Shvikdusha, and they can get an aliyah amongst other men. Obviously, their shul's layout was a little different. We have a women's section. It's a different reality. It didn't seem like there's so many women coming to shul. Okay, there's one woman in the back of the shul. She wants to get an aliyah. That's what it sounds like. V'din evik naikin in isha, even we saw musal alos, you have to wear a kippah. V'in isra likros, again, everybody today comes to the shul, puts on a kippah. It's like not even a havin. V'in isra likros amaris nikhpah l'asher gadol ador v'nei tam gin chacham, ki eim v'zeb zayin tam gin chacham, rak kovar l'tara, shim z'chav din asher gadol, can give aliyah to the president before the rabbi, because it's a kavod that he wants to be connected to the Torah. Umamzer mutar l'alos m'sefer Torah. So this issue with women, you know, comes from the Gemara in Megillah. They're left-wing, open Orthodox people who want to try to reinstate this for, you know, many hundreds, you know, years. This is not knowing. I don't know, even a thousand years it wasn't knowing. Meaning it sounds like the Gemara says you shouldn't do it because it's covered tzibur, so it cannot change. It's covered tzibur, something that's objective. Yeah, so we can get an aliyah. So it's, some of the women's movements have like women minyonim, which is even I think probably more problematic because there's no minyon, there's no chal shem tzibur. If you have a tzibur and you have a woman in the tzibur, so could she get aliyah? So medina the Gemara, it sounds like she could, but amul chachamim, you shouldn't do it, cover the tzibur. So question is, and then what? Is that something that's said and can change? Is that something that could change? Lamaisa, it's obviously not the minhag in Orthodox, amongst the standard Orthodox communities to do this. There's some women who are, quote these Gemaras, and oh, it's foolish, you know, and it can change. It's hard to know exactly. Again, I don't think it's healthy to question their motives. You'd say, oh, it's not the Shem Shemayim. I assume it's the Shem Shemayim. Chas v'shalom. I'm sure everyone's the Shem Shemayim. Even if it's the Shem Shemayim, it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. Because let me give you the Shem Shemayim, but people who associate with these type of things usually end up in other places doing other things that aren't, you know, halakhically appropriate. So something might be, the Shem Shemayim might be, there's a legitimate halakhic basis, and maybe 2,000 years ago this would have been okay, but if it hasn't been done for 2,000 years or 100 years, or, you know, I don't get the question exactly where to draw the line, but something hasn't been done for a long time, so it shouldn't be done. Then there's some people ask technical questions. Well, you know, how could she get an aliyah? She's going to read. It's called Isha. Is it called Isha? Is it really singing? Is she just like chanting? And what is called Isha exactly? What is the shir between singing and maybe something else will read, or different discussions about this, but Lemaisa, it's not accepted in standard Orthodox communities, and there are people who are trying to change that, and how to explain to them that this is not the appropriate way, and try to also give them opportunities where they can be involved in the communal positions where they can lead and contribute. It's also important. It's very easy to say this, don't, not this, but what? Yes, meaning a woman can lead give a shir every week, and she can be involved in other things. And this is a tough issue, a sticky issue in modern Orthodox communities where women are, you know, doctors and lawyers and doing all these other things. And how come they can't be involved in as a shaliach tzibur? Is there something that's objectively wrong? If there are sources, how to interpret the sources? This is a complicated issue. It's not something you can speak regalachas about, but it's something that on one hand, you have to be sensitive to their needs. At the same time, you have to be sensitive to the halachic system. It's the Mesorah. It's Mesorah. Mesorah is very important. It's not just because you have a makor. Nobody relied on this makor for 1,000 years, so it's not legitimate to follow a makor that you find, you know, in a Tosefta somewhere, or here even in Gemara. Meaning, and there's also a question of how to interpret how many zivur, if that can change or not, etc. Okay.
What did you say before that in the past there were women sections and shuls?
It didn't see. I'm not an anthropologist, but my understanding is that women didn't come so much to shul. So, like, even 100 years ago, in many shuls didn't have a woman's section. A woman wanted to come one time, so she'd sit in the back seat. Meaning, you know, that's a question. If a woman shows up in shul, is that aser? You can't daven if one woman's being in the back seat in the shul. It wasn't mixed. She just showed up. You know, saying
so the idea of the mechitza is like the marker between Orthodox versus non-Orthodox.
That's a relatively new thing because women started coming, and once they're coming, so we have to make a mechitza. You know, there were some people who are against having mechitzas because they didn't want the woman to come at all. They should, no mechitzas, no woman. But okay, we're past that. We say women want to come. Great, it's wonderful they come. We're happy they come. They get involved. We need a mechitza. This is a big issue, you know, in the 50s, right. You know, it's just like a sim. The Rav was very adamant. You shouldn't go into a shul without a mechitza, even to hear shofar and shoshana. He thought this was like, you know, wow. And Moshe said it was Issa deraisa davna mechitza. It's really good. He said Issa deraisa davna mechitza. It's a big chiddush because the Gemara in Sukkah sounds like they had a mechitza on Sukkot. I mean, it sounds like the rest of the year. Yeah, but they made a tikkun gadol on Sukkot. Meaning, it sounds like the rest of the time it wasn't no tikkun gadol. So he doesn't learn the Gemara that way. He thinks fakert. That's you know, there were no women the rest of the time. But if there are women, you have to have a mechitza.
Some people so, think it's very weird when they take down the mechitza during Sukkot start.
Right, sometimes they take it down for so women can see the dancing. They take it again. Usually, the mechitzas in many shows are like the top is like, you know, material. The bottom is like they open up the so they want people.
I've been in shows where there's
no mechitzas. Yeah, I don't know. The simple side is like a different. It's like Purim in some places. You know, it's like a different metric. Okay, anyway. Well, we can't pass in this right now, but the minhag obviously has to follow the minhag of the rov of Am Yisrael of Torah observant Jews, and to, who think this is not appropriate. Fine. There is an interesting Magen Avraham who assumes that women are chayiv kriyas Torah. He says it's just like Vayhakel, they have to come to here, so they should also come here. It's not our minhag. Our minhag is that women don't come to here kriyas Torah. Even for men, you know, it's not clear to what extent it's a chiyuv. It's like chovas achatzibur. It's not necessarily chovas yavi. Okay. There, Shulchan Aruch here speaks about giving an aliyah to katanim, right? Katan shiadeh lemi uvarchim. So we don't do this either. We don't give katanim aliyahs. For maftir, there are some communities where they give katanim aliyahs. It's not so accepted in our communities. But maftir, you're just repeating it. It's not. There's no kavod tzivur because it was already read.
Yeah. Does that mean that that you technically don't think we hold that if even a kid could get maftir, then why does like a chassan that is afrof get?
Right, it's ironic that the maftir is considered like the least chasher of aliyah, and you'd give him musaf to compensate. But today, maftir is considered like the most chasher of a.
Right,
yeah. So again, it's just interesting how it develops. It's not objectively maftir is not considered a chasher of aliyah. There is an Indian for yahrzeits. If people have yahrzeits, they want to get maftir. It seems like there's a halachic significance there, but I'm not really sure how it developed. Obviously, the person who gets aliyah should be dressed appropriately, just like a chazan has to. You know, in some communities, let's say it's not if you don't live in a moshav, the chazan is not going to go up wearing shorts. So, l'chora, the same would be true for getting aliyah because he's serving as a shliach tzibur for that, even if there's a balkore. But the Lachari is serving as Shalek Tzibur, so you have to make sure he's wearing appropriate attire. Okay. The Mechaba continues in Sif Dalei, Nohagin Likos Shiva, V'ligma Yimam Parish Shiva, Omer Kaddish, V'chosev V'korei Maftara, Hamaftir Mashakara Shvi. So the minhag is to have full seven aliyahs, and then say Kaddish. The Kaddish is mafsik between the aliyahs and the Haftara, the maftir. Then you repeat the last few psukim for the maftir. V'cheinu hagim yomtov she'ein maftir mimini akroyim and yomtov. Likewise, even though we repeat yomtov, is the second sefer Torah. We read the korbanos hayom, but we read five aliyahs from the first sefer, and then we say kaddish, and then we read from the second sefer. Aval l'cholish also l'hosiv al mimini akroyim shlishi yom maftir. In the weekdays, like on a tainis, so you can't be mosiv. So the shlishi is the maftir. V'yom shemotzim bein sfarim give him maftir korah achrona. If you have three Sifrei Torah, like a Shabbos, Chanukah, that's also Rosh Chodesh. So you'd have three Sifrei Torah. So the last one is the Maftir. V'katan yachal likros parashas ha-musafim o v'dal parashas shemusifim v'adar v'chein hagin. The minhags seem to have been in Krakow that the Ketanim would get the Maftir. Av v'sheish chalkin, some argue. Mishmur says for parashas Zohar, it's better to avoid it. Actually came up in my show this year that there was a bar mitzvah boy, Parsha Zohar. So he wanted to read and he wanted to get a maftir to do the aftar. So the problem with the Katan reading is that Zohar is Doraisa and we're not somech on the chazaka the Rava. Rava is a chazaka that if you reach age of 13, so we still you're a gadol. But nobody wants to check if he's a gadol. For Doraisa, you have to check. So once upon a time, people would go, you know, to bathe in the river. They go to mikvah on Friday. Today, nobody knows if the kid is a galah or not. Nobody wants to check, so you can't rely on the chazaka of the rabbi. So the gavay asked me what to do. So I had a time. In our shul, we have a minhag where they read it like you know four or five times, like the Sfaradi and the Taimani and the Ashkenazi and the whatever. So I thought that you could be makel to have the kid get the aliyah, because for the brachos, the chazak of the rabbi would work for the brachos. It's just for the kriya, but here anyway they're going to read it four times. So he'll read it once, and then they'll also read it in the other havaras. But in the end, one of the balabatim told the father that you can't do this. So even though I thought he could be okay, so in the end the father got the aliyah and whatever. Okay.
Could have had the katam lane and then a gadol lane to also to show those kashitas.
Yeah.
Not just the Yemenite chief.
Right, right. Anyway, Lemaisa, the it says here in the Mechaber that even Dal Parshis it's okay. I guess presumably because you have the Balkore who's going to read. Even though there's a chilek between Kaddish and Maftir, You always have Kaddish before the Maftir. Now, it's not really clear where this custom comes of having Maftir. It seems like there was some Rishonim claim that there was a Gezerah you shouldn't read from the Torah. So they're going to read the Navi instead. That's why the Minhag is to have Maftir. The Haftarah is like 21 Psukim. 3 times 7, every Aliyah is 3 Psukim, so it's a standard Haftarah is usually 21 Psukim. And so it seems like the Minhag was to read the Navi instead of the Torah. They weren't allowed to read the Torah. Now we're allowed to read the Torah, but the Minhag continued to do Maftir. But if you don't have a Sefer Torah, we don't do Maftir. It's ironic that let's say a person is in a place, there's no Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is possible. So you don't do Haftarah in that case. Even though the original Takana of Torah is when you couldn't read the Torah. It developed in such a way that we only do Haftarah if you have a Kriyas Torah. Fine. That's really more about Haftarah. Let's talk about Maftir a second. So, Maftir. Right, okay. So, like I said, Maftir is Olam Minyan Shiva. But our minhag is not to do that on Shabbos, except for on weekdays we do that, like on Tainis Tibur. We say Kaddish before the Maftir to show that it's not made a minyan, or to separate between the Kriyas Torah and the Kriyas Navi. Right? On Sheni B'Chamishi, we say Kaddish. Also, thank you. We say Kaddish because we want to separate between after the Kriyas Torah. Simply after Kriyas Torah, we have to say Kaddish. So the Kaddish is there to separate. And Shabbos Mincha, we say Kaddish before Shmona Esrei, so we just wait a minute. So we put the Sefer Torah. That Kaddish also is there to separate. It's a Kaddish after the Kriyas Torah. It didn't say Kaddish after the Kriyas Torah, apparently. Fine. Seder. Weiter. Hey. Im lo nimsa mishe yodeh lahaftir. So you theoretically get a second aliyah. Person got an aliyah, and then nobody knows how to read the maftir, how to read the Haftarah, so he could read again. It sounds like all things being equal, you shouldn't get two aliyahs. Although there are some gedolim who always get shlishi and maftir. It's brought down in some of the. Folks can bring down, there's certain people have that minhag. So it seems like there's any not to get, usually you have a minhag of 10 people, so you have 7 aliyahs, so you're able to, keep it fair. Okay.
During Corona, that was
during the Corona.
Well, the same guys, you get all 7 aliyahs.
Yeah, so they did a mashal.
Right. In order to exposure, people were very nervous initially. Only the beginning of Corona, I think.
Well, that was the beginning once they allowed people back in shul.
Right, okay. Right, okay. Vav. Im ta'a shatz. Sorry, the Rambam says, "V'im lo amar kaddish yaftir misha ala l'shvi im yodeya v'im yesh achem shiyod lahaftir lo yaftir misha ala kvar." Fine. V'im ta'a shatz v'siyim parasha im shishi v'amar kaddish ein tzarech likros od alikros amaftir mashakara im ashishi t'chayel amaftir o lo l'minyan shiva. So the maftir is o lo l'minyan shiva. So if theoretically the guy mistakenly read to the end by Shishi, the last aliyah, the Shvi, could also be the Maftir, even though we usually don't do this, but you could do this. You don't need to have an eighth aliyah on Shabbos, you can have just 7. The Maftir being the 7th, right? Shemur says, "Niskar kodem shomer kadish as tzarech likros echad Shvi imasha kara kfar." What does he say? Look at Lamed Gimel. Rosh Lomach ain't tzarich likros od shvi milvadam after. Lachreish Amar Kaddish was seen on parasha. Ain't no korah achar kach. Rakel shem after levad. Kamash ragel tam. If you said he said Kaddish by mistake, fushi odol min shiva. Well, the Yitzchak called him Amar Kaddish. Ad tzarich likros achar shvi mashakar kfar. If you sign parasha, you know Kaddish. We only do this if you already said Kaddish. If you didn't say Kaddish, it's better to read 7 and then to read an eighth for the maftir. Kara parsha v'tfilah shachar shavas zilik pasuk echad. Interesting halacha. They mistakenly forgot a pasuk. They didn't realize then, or they didn't know what to do. Later, you can take out the Sefer Torah. You should take out the Sefer Torah. Chozer v'kara hu v'shanim. You read that pasuk you miss with two others. You only need three pasukim. Even if you read that musaf, you're ready to go to Kiddush. If you skip the pasuk, you should go back and read with chozer v'kara. Yeah.
Interesting question.
Yes.
It happened here a few months ago. That's the only reason why I was thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
There was, I don't remember which parsha it was, but there was one parsha where on the Monday Thursday landing,
uh-huh.
it was exactly 10 psukim.
Right.
And the Baal Koreh mistakenly finished the third aliyah
after
the ninth pasuk.
Right.
And I'm the one who got aliyah, that's why I remember it. I closed it up, I said the bracha. Then someone was like, wait, what? That wasn't where we were supposed to end it. It was only 9 psukim.
Right.
What were we supposed to do in that case?
So that's in Hilchos Kriyas Torah. The even though everybody needs 3 psukim, you're supposed to always have 10 psukim, sacha kol. So somebody gets
right.
4. Except for Purim,
where
it's 9, and since that's like the end of the Inyan, we say it's legitimate to have 9. So what's halacha if it wasn't Purim? It was a regular, you know, Monday or Thursday, and they read 9, do you have to go back? So you have to see in Hilchos Chelek Beis in Hilchos Kriyas Torah what to do in that case. I don't remember.
Okay.
But in this case that we're discussing here, they forgot a pasuk. You go back and you open a Sefer Torah. You say a bracha. You read the pasuk you forgot
right.
with two others, and then you say a bracha again. Okay. I mean, there are a lot of din in Hilchos Kriyas Torah. It's very complicated, but it's the Sefer Torah shenim sevatol. So what's the din? You got to find the mistake in the sefer. Do you finish the bracha? But yeah, but there's a whole discussion in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel about this, but there are a lot of dinim. Okay. I don't remember offhand this is your question. That's a good question. Let's move on. Simen Reish Mem Gimel. Ma She'ein Motzi Meshav Sefer She'ini Likros Parshas HaMusafim. So in Yontif, we know there's two Sefer Torah, one of the Parsha of the day, and one of the Korbanos of the day. How come on Shabbos we don't read those two psukim in Parshas Pinchas, to Biyom HaShabbos, Sheikvasim, and Ishana. Says the Mechav, Ein Ba'el HaShtei Psukim. It's only two psukim, so we'd be stuck. Now, it's a strange answer, because L'chara, we have other kriyas that are short. Why can't you just read more psukim? The Shmuel brings down, Tosfos, that you have to be mafter me'ein a kriya, so if we would always have the same Haftarah, it would be very boring every week to have the same Haftarah. The Maizah, we don't do it. We don't read the second Sefer with the Parsha, with the Psukim. There is a question in the beginning of Davening, we say Korbanos. Do you say the Korbanos of Shabbos in the Korbanos? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Zimun Mem Ches, that you should, you should say them, because you're not going to read the Torah, so at least you should say them then. And that's in contrast to Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, where you're going to have the Kriyas, so you don't need to say them in the morning, at the beginning of davening. The Rizal is brought down as saying that you shouldn't say them on Shabbos, in those Psukim, but I think in the Halacha we assume that you should. There are different understandings. It could be that on Shabbos it's just Korban Ola, and it's Ratzisa Korban, it's Ritzui. So Ratzisa Korban Aseh is only for Korbanos of Chet. Like in Rosh Chodesh is a Korbanos of Chet, the Yontif is a Korban Chatas, so maybe we don't want to read it because it's the Shalom Paras Faseinu. We'd only do that for Korbanos of Chatas. There are different understandings. It's a strange Sifat Shulchan Aruch. It's like Lama Ein Motzim, it's like answering a Shaila. You know, it's just, we don't. You could have said Ein Motzim Sefer. But he gives a Hasber Reputation Ein Ba El Hashtei Psukim, so the other Hasberim given, like I said, to why we don't take out a second Sefer Torah and read a maftir on Shabbos. Fine. Moving on to Simen Reish Peh Daled. Haftira Menavi Vinyan Shel Parsha. So this is the concept of Haftarah I mentioned before. Takana, when they were gozer and not to read the Torah. So we have this minag to read the Haftarah. V'ein Pochsim Chaf Al Psukim Elim Kein Selik Inyan Avivatsim Yachi. So generally speaking, you have 21 psukim, unless it's a shorter Inyan. Well, Yontav, it's connected to Kriya, so on day 5 aliyahs, 5 times 3 is 15, and therefore v'yantiv shakarin chamisha sagi v'chamisha say psukim. When he's got Torah, rak v'tzibur ech achar shakar v'torah v'v'lav haki onsu likros ima bracha shlefnei v'acharei aval b'lo bracha shari. So what happens if you don't have yichidus? So if you don't have yichidus, you should probably ma'abir sedra. Should you read the Haftarah? So it sounds here, it's like you're allowed to. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like you should. The Mishumura doesn't bring down, the Magen Avraham brings down the Yachid should read it without a bracha. The Mishumura doesn't bring it down. It sounds like he doesn't hold of it. The Shai Ephraim brings it. So there's some Acharim say you should, you know, in Corona. Do you read the Haftarah after you read the Parsha, you know, if you're having it at home? So it's not a Chiyuv, but it's probably a nice thing to do. Of course, there are brachos that we recite before and after the Haftarah. Sometimes people are mistaken. They read the brachos after, before. It happens once in a shul. The person started reading the brachos after, before. So you have to tell them to read the bracha before. But the question is, was he yotzei that bracha? Should he say it again after or not? Mm. So misafek, we tell you, if you already said the bracha, you know, again, they caught him talk today. He didn't say all of them. He said, like, he said the first one. So then you don't go back. Obviously, if you catch him in the middle of the first bracha, you can just continue with the, you know, with the continuation of the first bracha, meaning of the bracha before. You don't have to say Baruch Shem. You could just continue. Okay, in terms of saying Haftarah in a different place, Mishabur brings down that if there's no Navi in the Shul, they only have a Sefer Torah. The Navi, there's no Eruv, so you can go somewhere else and do the Haftarah. It doesn't have to be in the same place. This is a Shai that comes up. I have a brother-in-law, they're twins. So this Shai that comes up, can you like have a Kriya and then like have two Haftarahs? You can have any week you can have, like two people of your side. They both want them after. So can you like read the Kriya and then for Maftir, take two Sefer Torah and go to a different room and like make another minion for the Maftir? Is that legitimate? That's an interesting discussion. I think it's probably better not to do that. It's not clear if that's really okay.
What about for Lani? Can you do that?
You can decide to have two Lanis, get two minionim. Some posts came, I think, at Rovam is more important. It happens all the time. People want, everybody wants to daven for the Amud. Say, two minyanim. You'll daven here, you'll daven there. Some of us can say, it's pasnit, it's Rav Mahadris Melech, it's better for the neshama of the nifter that you should be mevater and let the other guy be the chazan. But some people are mitar kshim, they want to be the chazan. So you can, 10 people go outside, they make a minion. That's okay. But the question is, if you have one minion and then you suddenly want to split up for maftir and aftara, is that okay? That's a chiddush. The fashion is you shouldn't do that. Again, it's a debate.
I meant like I was at the Kotel for a Nate venue once.
Okay.
And the minion, because it's super loud there, and if you use minion, they when it comes to time for Sefer Torah, when time for Kriya Torah, they take out two Sefer Torahs and they like.
Oh, so one minion for Shacharis and then two minyanim for Kriya Torah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that people could do that. Whether they should do that, here it's a question, there's a need that people can't hear. That's your,
yeah, it's hard. It's
you
loud.
Can't hear, you can't hear. Are they able to hear because of the shots? Or because it was less,
yeah, people are like literally crowded around.
Interesting.
Like,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so then that's legitimate. The big issue with Haftarah is that we generally don't read the Haftarah from a klaf. In our yeshiva, they read from a klaf. In yeshivish places, they do that. But in most shuls, they just read it from a chumash. So there's a big discussion about that. Is that appropriate? The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samech, speaks about the Sifra de Haftarta. They were special takana. Even though you shouldn't write a half a Sefer, they had a Sefer just of Haftaras. And that was because they were poor, they couldn't afford it. But it seems like you're supposed to really have a full Sefer. So the Gra held, we can afford it, get a full Sefer, right? Have a Sefer Yeshaya, and a Sefer Yecheskel, and a Sefer Yeshua. And there's some, I think Sefer Yeshua you read only once a year. I think it's only on, if I'm mistaken, I think that's Sikwas Torah they read Yeshua. So you have a whole Sefer to read once a year. That's right. It's just like if it's whole, you know, Shira Shirim, you read it once a year. Meaning a whole Rus, you read it once a year. It's pretty expensive. It's almost like getting a Sefer Torah. Meaning if you get all the different Vim, it's I think three quarters of a Sefer Torah. So some shuls have that. Many shuls don't. There's an added advantage that everybody can get an aliyah that way, because even if you can't read the Haftarah, you can say the brachos and the Baal Kari reads. The disadvantage is that many people like actually reading, so then you limit it. Unless you're Baal Kari, you won't be able to. So this is a big issue, halacha l'maaseh, so what to do if your shul doesn't have. So some folks can say you should read along. That you can't be motziyu, it's considered to be like Tvarim shebichsav yeta rashai lomer al pen. It's like al pen. You can't in terms of being motzi somebody else, and everybody should read along. So there's a chumra. If you've noticed, people in some regular shows, they'll be following along and they'll read along with the chazan. Mm-hmm. They want to be yotzei the haftarah by themselves, not through listening to the chazan who's reading from a chumash. And some say, no, read from a whole Tanakh. A whole Tanakh is like a whole sefer. Ah, it's not printed. It's printed. It's not a klaf and yo. Okay, maybe that's not ma'akev. And then people say, no, mechatesi, it is ma'akev. And our sfarim b'chlal, our Tanakhs are not printed like a scroll. They're printed on two sides. So it could be that it's not a shame sefer b'chlal, some argue. It's not a shame sefer. It's a different opinion. I think the rov Am Yisrael is to assume that he can read from a Tanakh. It's better to read from a Tanakh. If not, he'll just read from a Chumash and Shalom Yisrael. There are those who are machmir to read along, and like I said, there are some yeshivish places where they'll invest in a klaf, the minhag gra. Here in Yerushalayim, it's very prevalent because the gra has a strong impact here. But in Chutzar, it's mostly in yeshivas where that's done, and they'll read from a klaf. And if you read from a klaf, so certainly the people listening shouldn't read; they should be yotze from the klaf. Again, it's a question of what exactly they're trying to be yotze. It's a chovas tzivur, but okay.
Why do they do it from the corner of the bima?
So you don't want to, if the people, if the Sefer Torah is right behind you, you don't want to put your back to the Sefer Torah. So you go to the sides, your back shouldn't be. Now in many shuls, there's seats in front of the bima.
Right.
So that, it's like assuming that there's nobody sitting in front of the bima. If there are people sitting in front of the bima, the bima is great, so we all say the bima is like the machitza. You could sit in front of the bima, but you can't, if the mamash, the ola who's getting the haftorah, doesn't want to have his back towards the Sefer Torah. And that's the minhag in some places.
Is there something that you shouldn't have your back to the Kodesh when it's closed?
Yeah, that's also an issue. Some people, drashanim will get up and they'll stand on the side. But l'chora, once the there's a mechitza there, so what's the issue? So it's not derecheret, it's not pasnit, so some rabbanim will go up, they'll give a kiss, and if you give a kiss, you show respect. That's why they give a kiss, because if I don't want to put my back to the Aron Kodesh without giving it a kiss. So it's not that I chas shalom and denigrating the Kedusha Sa'aron, I just want to mechavi the tzibur, so I give a kiss and they turn around.
Mm.
They're different minhagim.
So I used to daven in this very crowded shul in Flatbush, and a lot of times there wouldn't be any space to daven, except like there would be a spot between the bima and the Aron Kodesh. So I'll put my sitter down and I'll have my back to the Aron Kodesh.
Yeah.
There's always one guy there who would yell at me like
I mean, you don't even have to kiss it because Mikra Din, there's machitza there. It's
the
process moves. I don't know if that's it, but usually there's also a
safe.
There's a safe. There's a door. The door certainly is a machitza. The Tvareches move, so it's a shaila has a din of machitza. You know, it's not omen ruch tzuya. And there's a shaila. So I saw discussion on Sukkos Torah. Sukkos Torah, if you're dancing, your back's going to be the same. So you have to stand in the corner, all Sukkos Torah, you can't because you don't want to. So, in some sense, it's a cover of Torah. So, if it's a cover of Torah, it's mutter, you know what I'm saying?
Turning around.
Okay. The Seder. Let's see if there's a little bit more. The Mechaber says, Days in Chal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, Inu Haftar Maskir Rosh Chodesh Chlam. If Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a Haftarah. So the fact that it's also Rosh Chodesh doesn't, means you shouldn't mention it. You should just say Mikadosh Shabbos. V'yesh Omi, Rosh Aval Pish, Einu Maskir, Chasima, Rosh Chodesh, Maskir, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, something you should mention in the Brachah Matan Chasima. Rosh Omer, Yom Menoch, Ze, Yom Rosh Chodesh. From Minhag Kesver Rishona, we don't say it. This is the issue of Shabbos Chol Hamoed. Shabbos Chol Hamoed, so you have an Haftarah, but it's not Yontif, it's Chol Hamoed. So do you say Mikdash Shabbos? So there are different minhagim when it comes to this. On Pesach, the minhag is to say Mikdash Shabbos. On Rosh Chodesh, some of the minhag to say Mikdash Yisrael Basmanim also, because on Sukkos, sorry, when I say Rosh Chodesh, I mean Sukkos. On Sukkos, because Sukkos every day is like a different yontif, because there's a different korban every day. And the minhag grows, not like the minhag grows, also on Shabbos, Chol Hamoed, Sukkos, you only say Mikdash Shabbos, but many don't follow the grow, and they make a distinction between Shabbos Pesach, where you just say Mikdash Shabbos, versus Shabbos Sukkos, Chol Hamoed, where you would say Mikdash also Yisrael as Bazmanim, different minhagim. But fundamentally, the idea is that Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed is not a Mechayev for Haftorah, therefore just say Shabbos. Okay. Gimel, Tzorach L'chavim L'brochas Akorim V'Torah V'Brochas Amafti V'Yana Acharim Amen V'Yalu L'Hashti Minin Me'a V'Brochas Shechisim V'Nyonim V'Shabbos. There's an Indian to say 100 days, 100 brachas every day, and on Shabbos we don't have a full Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei is only 7 brachos. It's not 18. It's not 19. So we have a lot less brachos. So on a regular weekday, you always say 100 brachos. If you're having chakras in chamari, you bench, you go to the bathroom, you're covered. But on a Shabbos, you're missing a couple. So one way of making it up, says the Mechaber, is to listen to the brachos, the aliyahs, and to have kavana. The way the Mechaber presents it, sarich l'chavi, it sounds like you have to. You can also have snacks. Most of us snack a lot, so we're covered. We're always snacking, so you know it's true. You don't need it, but
the math comes out that you basically automatically get it no matter what.
Well, on a regular week, they certainly do. On Shabbos, it's Shabbos. Very close. Yeah, generally people factor in. Yeah, but there's this shailas. If you like make an early Shabbos, does it count? And if you daven, let's say bench after Shkia or after Tzeisim. Well, Tzeisim Shabbos doesn't count. They're different.
Doesn't roll over.
There's no rollover minutes here. Okay. Fine. Dalid Katan Yochel Haftir. We said before, Katan Yochel Haftir. Mekar L'Maftir Mish'enu Yodei L'Haftar Yochel Acher L'Omrav L'Chathila Oser La'asos Kein. You shouldn't have a person getting the aliyah if you can't read. Again, if you have a klaf and the shatz is reading, no problem. But if the fellow mamish doesn't know how to read Hebrew and he gets maftir because this is ofruf, so then somebody else could read for him. But it's not chatchila to do that. It's not chatchila to do that. The person who got the aliyah should be the person reading the haftarah. If he's reading along with him, I guess that's okay. But fine. Hey, im nishtaklim after imsa haftarah, the balkorah got stuck. Habal esaima lo yatzkim welcome shapasak. He should start from the beginning. Tzarek lachas lachaskim welcome shehitzchil arishon kamo b'sefer Torah. He doesn't have to say new bracha, but he has to start from the beginning. It was once in a shul where a guy got like a hatzalah call in the middle. He ran out of shul, so somebody else took over. So you take over, you start from the beginning of the haftarah. The Rambam brings down Shnayim Leomer Haftarah B'Pamachas. The Trei Kalim L'Mishnah, you shouldn't do it together. And the Chorei Mesumah means not just together, but you shouldn't do half-half. If you have twins, you shouldn't read the first kid reads half the Haftarah, and the second kid reads the second half. It's inappropriate. One person should get the whole Haftarah. Vav Ein Amaftir Maftir Ad Sheikmar Hagol Ligla Sefer Torah. This is a halacha that I'm very familiar with, but the person getting the haftarah should really wait until the Sefer Torah is already rolled before he begins. We don't want to take away, you know, the opportunity from the person doing galila to listen and follow along with the haftarah. So he has to wait. It's also covered for the Sefer Torah, apparently, to finish this and then start the next thing. You want to first put away the Sefer Torah. So this is a halacha that you have to finish. Rolling the Sefer Torah discussions, you have to finish covering it, but better to finish it and cover it, and only then, to start. Okay. Bishab, some people are only makbet of Gola. That's what's in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't say you have to cover it. So the Gola, anyway, people are makbet. And sometimes the issue with, like, you know, the minyanim, people are, there's a second minyan coming in later, so like they're rushing. So you have to wait. It takes 10 seconds. It's not, you know. Okay. Zayin v'shavish ha'parshas mechubarot maftirim haftarah parsha shnia. This week's past week's parsha. There are two haftarahs. First, v'yakal b'kudei. We read the second one. The exception to this is Achrimos Kedoshim, where we read Achrimos. Mm-hmm. Because the haftarah of Kedoshim is not so ayayay. Doesn't have such good things in it, so we try to avoid that haftarah. The Rabbi did use v'nagu lahazkir achar kias tarsh neshamos amazing levarach oskim b'tzerchet zibur. Is the minhag saying v'maskin neshamos? I see you say for instance yartzeit that week. Sometimes they do it a mincha. Many shuls they do it a mincha, and you say mishaberach for the people who oskim b'tzerchet zibur. Right? What did it say? Kadosh Baruch Hu yishalem secharam, because nobody else really appreciates them. So okay, we should appreciate them too. Kol malkom fi minhago v'nohagin lomar yakum purkan. We say yakum purkan. You're allowed to say it on Shabbos, even though it seems to be like a makasha, but it's part of the Seder Yom. Avrachamim said, because of the Gezeros and Ashkenaz, of the Jews who killed Kiddush Hashem, So the minute to say Avarachamim. They say that Rashi Yehuda said after the Holocaust, he should every week. We don't say it in certain weeks. We don't say it on, you know, Rosh Chodesh and Tal Parshas. He said, I don't think he caught, but he thought that the magnitude of the Holocaust compared to the Kseres Tach V'Tat and the Crusades, it pales in comparison. So he thought we should like add something, but otherwise I don't think we do. V'chol yom she'en omrim v'tzid kaschat tzedek ein omrim otzo. We don't say, days we don't say Tachnun, we don't say Avrachamim. V'chen she'esh chas no mila. V'esh m'gobash ein omrim v'so k'shem v'archim v'chodesh v'lvad v'me s'vira, except for the s'vira v'holchim v'chol zeh. Acharei Minhag, and the different Minhagim, right? The joke is that, you know, they're arguing if you say it or not. They say, what's the Minhag? So the Minhag is, we argue. The Seder, every Shavuot Minhag, and we should not have arguments. B'zvat Hashem. The Seder.